Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Andrew Shatkin Show at 6:30 every evening, Monday through Friday. And this is a show for the politically incorrect. We are not concerned with media lies, media hype, media falsehoods, political rhetoric, or anything of that kind. We are interested in critical thought to reach honest discernment and truth in facts. That is the object of this show. We are not geared to political rhetoric of any kind, but facts and truth. Second thing is, I'm a Christian, and I adhere to the Holy Scripture, the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. I also adhere to the three ancient creeds of the Church, the Apostles, Nicene, and Athanasian Creed, and I am not deviating from this position one iota for my remaining years, where my relationship with Christ is more important than some kind of politics, which is a lie, essentially, to gain money and power. I don't believe that stuff. I don't bother with it. It's a waste of time. I also run two radio shows, a podcast show, and a blog talk radio show, which are visited by many countries. The podcast has been visited by 77 countries, over almost 4,000 people. And the Blog Talk Radio Show has been visited by even Saudi Arabia, and both have been visited by Muslim countries and China, despite their Christian orientation. I've also written 10 books, and I have three Christian books, which I've written, which have sold rather well. And I also have two legal books and other legal books, and I have just completed a Christian book on the Psalms, which I'm looking for a publisher soon. That is about what I'm doing these days. I write articles regularly and blogs. I've written over 500 blogs, 600 blogs, essays, which present the Christian faith in many respects. And many people visit these blogs and as well visit my essays on academia.edu from many countries all over the world. And also my blogs are also visited by many people from many countries. Today we're going to talk about prayer and what is the significance of prayer. Now, we live a life in prayer. As we live our lives and gain experience and knowledge of the world, we come to know, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, that we are essentially alone into the world. We are alienated increasingly in our society. We live in a very tight compartments, and we come into the world alone and leave it so. We may live in an aura of friendly geniality, but it is only a facade and nothing more. So we are essentially, ladies and gentlemen, alone in the world. We come into the world, we leave it alone. We live in an aura of friendly geniality, but it is only a facade and nothing more. And when we become sick and grow old and ill, and fail our so-called friends, our neighbors, and fail. When we become sick and grow old and fail, our so-called friends and neighbors, I believe, cease to know us at all. And we enter into our last days and are sick, ill, and dying. Nobody wants to know us. I think it's true. I think it's a fact. It's an unfortunate reality. I'm told that in veterans' hospitals where the patients often have no limbs or arms and no face left to them, their wives even cease to visit them. When we are in trouble or difficulty, we are significantly alone. This is a reality of a real world, a world of evil and wickedness and indifference, essentially without and lacking in love, and governed by the forces of self-love and self-concern, if not selfishness. This is the reality of a world which is essentially built on materialism and without and lacking in love and governed by forces of self-love and outright self-concern, if not selfishness. And so I say again, despite being surrounded by smiles and laughters, which the media promotes, our loneliness and the loneliness of all is the truth we must face. we have to understand that that is the nature of this awkward, evil wigger system, where loneliness is the fate of us all. And we must face that once and for all, we are all alone. Jesus, the great miracle worker and agent of God's love, was persecuted and punished and executed and suffered greatly. And he, as the Son of God, was alone as no other person has even been alone. And despite being surrounded by smiles and laughters, our loneliness and the loneliness of us all is the truth we must face, that we are once and for all alone. And Jesus, the Son of God, the miracle worker, the agent of God's love, was persecuted, punished, and executed, and suffered greatly, and he was very much cut off and alone, as we see in the Garden of Gethsemane. But what about prayer? What is this prayer that we're about? Prayer is an attempt to break out of our aloneness and aloneness in life and come to know the source of love and life in God, and if you will, in Christ. Prayer is an attempt to break out of our alienation, of our loneliness in life, to come up to know the true source of love and life in God, and if you will, in Christ. In prayer, we take up the offer of the only real relationship possible, a relationship that will never fail and will be everlasting because of its truth and reality, not based on self, but on real love and caring. In prayer, we have left and abandoned the shallow lies of this world and its falsity for mutual love between God and man that will never fail. In prayer, we take up the offer. In prayer, we break out of our loneliness and come to know the source of love and life in God, if you will, in Christ. And in prayer, we take up the offer of the only real relationship possible, a relationship that will never fail and will be everlasting because of its truth and reality, not based on self, but on real love and caring. In prayer, we have left and abandoned the shallow lies of this world and its falsity for the mutual God love between God and man that will never fail. And in Christ and God the Father, we have left the loneliness of this world and its shallowness, essentially, for the eternal God of love, as there is and can be no other. I now want to move on to another aspect of prayer, and that is that prayer is a mystery. It is a way for us to understand the mystery of our lives. It is a way of penetrating the mystery. So let me say here, we have to understand in the world that we are living in a mystery which we really are incapable of truly understanding and grasping, except in prayer. And the reality is we all think, after living for a time, and come to the conclusion that our lives, what we are doing here on earth, and why we are here, where we are going, and finally why we die, and what happens to us after death, is a great mystery. So the understanding, some of us are able to grasp this at a certain point in their lives, but our lives are a mystery. As we grasp and try to understand and break out of that mystery in prayer, we all think after living for a time and come to conclusion that our lives, we don't know what we're doing here, why we are here, where we are going, and why we die, what happens to us after our death. These are all a great mystery. There are some who see our lives and their lives and our destiny as founded on merely animal beings and based on being a mass of atoms and molecules. We know we think, however, we feel, we see, we feel, and some of us have talents that bring us to the eternal and divine, whether artists or great writers or great thinkers and great poets such as John Milton and Bertrand Russell. So the fact of the matter is that, yes, we are confronted with a mystery, what we're doing here on earth with our lives, why we're here, where we are going, and finally why we die, and what happens to us after our death are a great mystery. There are some who see our lives and destiny as founded as merely animal beings and being a mass of atoms and molecules. If we know beyond this that we think, we see, we feel, and some of us have talents that bring us to the eternal and divine, whether artists or great writers or great thinkers and poets such as John Milton and philosophers such as Bertrand Russell. In short, if we give any thought to the matter, there is, quite obviously, a vast and great mystery concerned with our existence, and not to reach that conclusion and to think in terms of one's next car, next pair of designer sneakers, and one's next girlfriends, or think in solely material terms and terminology, is to think in and with shallowness. So, many of us give no thought to this mystery, but it is a mystery. And our lives, we are. Some people say we are a mass of material atoms and molecules. And we all know that we think, we see, we feel, and some of us have talents that bring us to the eternal and divine, whether artists or great writers or great thinkers and poets, such as John Milton and Bertrand Russell. So, what can we make of our lives? Is everything simply disintegration? In short, for all of us, if we give any thought to the matter, there is a vast and great mystery connected with our existence. And not to reach in that conclusion and to think in terms of one's next car, next pair of sneakers, and next girlfriend, or material terms and terminology, is to think in and with shallowness. And so prayer, I suggest to you, ladies and gentlemen, is an attempt to reach and understand this vast mystery of our life, beyond our immediate feelings and thoughts and shirts and clothes and sneakers and cars. In prayer, we seek to penetrate that mystery and reach the level of being, the spiritual being that we know and sense exists. Prayer is a bridge to break out of the mystery of life and seek to understand what's going on. And in prayer, we reach the level of being, the spiritual realm that we know and sense exists. Prayer is the bridge penetrating the mystery of life. It is the way, in some level, to grasp who we are, how we should live, and what is the fate that may await us all. I hope you've enjoyed this little story, this little talk about what prayer is. It's a mystery, and it's a way to break out of our essential aloneness, which we come to realize. We all come to realize the mystery of life, and prayer is a way of bridging that mystery, and prayer is a way of breaking out of our loneliness, which is our alienated loneliness of our society, which is the fact and the truth of what this system is. I hope you've enjoyed this show, and I hope you've gained some thought and perceptions as to the truth of what I'm saying, that prayer is a mystery, an attempt to break out of the mystery, an attempt to break out of our alienation and loneliness to the true we are capable of being. Thanks very much. I hope you've enjoyed it.